Gary Fuller, owner-operator of Acme Detection, had a general contractor business, included plumbing, electrical, and sometimes he would have to hire a leak detection service for his own customers. He decided he could do a better job. So in 2003, he formed Acme Detection Service. I met him because I had a slab leak, or at least I thought I did. I thought he did a great job, so I wanted to interview him. Welcome to Radio Real Estate owner Gary Fuller.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
I'm glad you could make it. I'm glad you're not out plugging someone's plumbing leak. Your primary business, I guess, or you'll let us know, is detecting water leaks, homeowners, businesses. But from your website and in talking to you, I know you use infrared imaging to help people with gas and electrical lines, cable issues, drain lines, mold, and even construction defects, which is interesting. Interesting, you have a law degree, so you can help homeowners on construction defects. You wear a
Nobody's
lot.
perfect.
Nobody's perfect, and I'm glad you're on my side. You wear a lot of hats, and so we'll have a lot to talk about. But just and the first thing we'll talk about is slab leaks and water leaks. But just curious, you were a general contractor, and you had a business, thriving business. And what happened in 2003? What were you doing before 2003, and why did you start Acme Detection?
Well, I was originally doing contracting with my father. He was an electrician in the unions. And then when I ended up graduating from college in 89, he and I went into business as Mountain Electric. I did that till he unfortunately came down with Parkinson's and he needed to retire. And I was kind of restructuring the business. And ended up actually going back to school. At that point, I thought, well, I'll just get out of the business and then I'll go into the law. And went to law school, which was 4 years of just a little local law school here. And then finally passed the bar after 4 years of taking that test. It's not easy. And the older you are, it's kind of an endurance test. It used to be a 3 day exam, and trying to stay sharp for 3 days, 6 hours a day is not an easy thing the older you get. And I was already 40, I think. Well, I being without my dad, I was changing the business around. I started doing more plumbing and more general contracting, and we got involved with a bunch of HOAs, and HOAs are just prime for plumbing leaks, it would seem. We were ending up hiring either of the my current competitors, American Leak Detection, and AAA Pinpoint out of Ventura, and I would hire them, and especially American. The owner at that time was a guy named Fritz, who was just the sweetest guy, and he made it look so easy. I was like, God, I can do this. This can't be that hard. And I used to follow him around and watch him. And to his credit, he basically taught me a lot of how to do it. Combine that with just knowing a lot about construction, having been in it most of my life, in addition to even work with my dad, I'd always been around the trades and building things. So started up the business. A couple mistakes at
Started
first.
Acme Detection about 2003. So, okay, I see the arc of your timeline. Pretty remarkable. The old joke about, plumbers making more money than lawyers. There you go. You you turn the tables on that. Now, interesting you mentioned HOAs and plumbing leaks. Would you say at this point that m you do a lot of different things, but the majority of your service calls, my guest today, Gary Fuller, owner operator of Acme Detection, a majority of your service calls are detect slab leaks, water leaks?
A majority of our calls are pressurized water leaks. A lot of slab leaks. Typical construction around here is slab on grade from the 1960s, 70s. All those pipes are reaching they're getting up there, as is a lot of the homes in Santa Barbara, and eventually the water, for lack of a better word, erodes the pipes, especially where there's a dent or something like that in the pipe. It's kind of like a rock in a stream where you can see as the water flows over the rock, it creates like an eddy and that roll. And a lot of times when you'll dig up the slab, you'll find there's a little dent in that pipe. And then over time, it has just kind of eroded a hole in the pipe.
I can't believe you used the word eddy. I know that word because there's a plumber in town does a lot of inspections for realtors, Chris Dorn. I can't think of the name of his company,
Drain Masters.
Drain Masters. And he came out, I had a listing, and there was a sewer smell. And it was kind of outside in a certain area. And we were thinking there was a sewer main leak, there was some backup, there was something. And he taught me about how sewer drain pipes coming up off the roof, depending on the configuration of the landscaping and the terrain, and it was on a hillside up on the Riviera, that it could grab that sewer odor coming out
Yeah.
of the vent pipe and bring it down to where you're standing. I mean, I never heard of that before. It was remarkable.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. We just had two calls with sewer gas smells. One of them, the resident had mistaken it for actual natural gas, which is odorant. The odorant in it is essentially sulfur, rotten eggs, which is not far off of a septic or an actual drain line gas. He called me out for a gas line leak. We showed up and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. There's no gas lines around here. Where could it be coming from? And he did have some scent inside as well. The venting, every time water goes down, you need a pipe that goes up through the roof. And if your venting isn't perfect, what'll happen is it'll suck some air back through the trap. So we had a little smell in his house that he thought was natural gas, and he had some smell outside at certain times. But he had recently had his septic redone. And even though it was, boy, 200 feet, I mean, this is a property up on Lower San Marcos Pass, a good 200 plus feet away from the house, the wind blew from that septic right at his house. And we ended up doing a test. I said, okay, go ahead, flush the toilet, run the shower, get a lot of water going down into the septic. And there was a lid on it. I opened up the lid. Sure enough, within 20 seconds, he could smell it at his back door. So what was happening was literally he would walk outside in the morning. He had a family. They were all using the plumbing. And he's like, God, there's a gas leak out here. It was the sewer gas smell.
It
That
amazing,
he thought was
amazing.
natural gas. And one other call we had in Ojai like a month ago, another one with the guys in the house, and he's getting this smell, and they can't figure out where the. Actually, wait, I got to back up. There was no smell, but they had a fungal test, and there was a bathroom. And the mold guy had been there, and he's like, you've got some fungal growth over here. And his wife was having some issues with breathing. And they're like, well, it must be this. It wasn't much, but what I noticed was when we were using the thermal, there was a pocket door for the bathroom. And the door, when you walk by, you're like, oh, this is kind of cold. What's going on here? Shine the thermal camera at the pocket door, and you can see cold air coming out from the pocket. It's like, this should be a closed space. Where is this coming from? Well, they had a bathroom vent fan going up to the roof, which was very close to the plumbing vent, which is where the sewer gas would go out. This little 2-inch black iron line typically you see on the roof, that's to allow sewer gases to escape and not go into your house. So the sewer gas would come out. If the wind hit that perfectly, it would drag it back down the bathroom vent. And the reason that the bathroom vent was under negative pressure was the air makeup, which is your heating cooling system typically will draw in air to the system from a central part of your house. Typically, it's in the middle, but for whatever reason, this guy had his way off to the side next to this guest bath. But it created a negative air or a draw right there. So it was pulling this outside air in, which had a little sewer gas in it, which had a little fungal growth in it, into the wall and out through this pocket door.
I've got to tell you something. If not for you describing this stream and rocks as an eddy, we never would have gotten into this and heard two great stories. My guest is Gary Fuller, owner operator, Acme Detection, where it's more than water leaks. He was called out for a gas line, apparently has a thermal camera that will detect cold air, all kinds of equipment. And he's my guest today because I called him out, and we're going to tell that story. But the guy with the septic tank, I think once we discovered what was happening, we just said, oh, well, we're just going to live with it. Periodically, there'll be a wind eddy and it might throw this down. You know, what are you going to do? Extend the drain pipe higher, try to build a shield in front of it. I mean, it was not anything to worry about, so we just left it alone. With your two other stories, did they just live with it and forget about it?
No, you can't live with that. I mean, you don't want to walk out your back door and smell sewer, and the air is not healthy. So
But I
it
mean,
was
but
a
with your case, they were smelling it every day. With my case, it happened like every few weeks, maybe for a few seconds. So they just decided to live with it. But so what did you guys do? What did they do?
well, they had the septic guy come back and add some vents. And they took one out of the path of the airflow. They actually dug a ditch over 50, 60 feet off to the side with another vent, so it would allow it to breathe. Because you're always going to get a little bit of problems with venting. And then they actually went in the house and they added a couple plumbing vents on the house. Because it's w what happens is it's going to suck air from somewhere. And it's like the path of least resistance. But if you're, I think the code is 4 or 6 feet, your plumbing vent needs to be within 4 or 6 feet of the, well, don't quote me on that, but it's a certain distance from where the water goes down, so it can freely allow air transfer. And once you allow this free air transfer, you stop this negative or positive pressure, and then everything works.
As I'm recalling now, I'm glad you brought up those solutions. I think someone mentioned the possibility of relocating the vent to another part of the roof so it wasn't in that airflow to blow it down. Would that also be a solution?
That is the one in Ojai. I don't know if they've done it yet, but I recommended actually an extension. It was a flat roof, so there wasn't anywhere really to move it. You couldn't run it, but they just extended it another 3 feet high, and that took it away from the bathroom vent. And also, I recommended that they take and make sure that bathroom vent was tighter. So when you put in those little, it's like a little accordion aluminum vent line that goes from the bathroom fan outside, they rarely do a good job,
Right.
sealing those. So if that's open, it's going to, so the air gets sucked in through the roof and then out of that vent into the wall and across.
You know, what I'm hearing is people think they have a monumental problem and it turned into a relatively easy, inexpensive fix. And we talked about everything that I didn't think we were going to talk about. So I'd like you to stay on for a second segment. My guest is Gary Fuller, owner. Operator Acme Detection, based here in Santa Barbara, obviously goes to Ojai. You can reach his business at 805-565 leak, which is 5325, and it's not the vegetable leak, it's the plumbing leak. 565 leak, LEAK, or 565-5325. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. When we come back, I'll tell you why I had to call him out to my house and what the reason was. And we'll see if we have some more war stories and have some time for some other things he does with infrared imaging. to help with gas, electrical lines, cable issues. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.